Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the skiers are singing this man's praises, but the gardeners are cursing Rick Fritch, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service here in Juno. And, of course, he'll tell you that he has nothing to do with what happens. He's just the messenger. But he's here now to kind of pull back the curtain on the science behind the forecasting. And our topic today is climate normals. Now, Rick, that kind of sounds like a contradiction in terms. What are climate normals?
Well, good afternoon, Rhonda. Thanks for having me on the show today. A climate normal is really nothing more than a subset of an average. So, for instance, if you take the two numbers, 5 and 5, you add them together, you divide by 2, you come up with 5. Similarly, if you take 7 and 3 and add them together, you come up with 10, divide by 2, and you come up with an average of 5. Well, a climate normal is the same concept, but it involves a particular time frame, and the time frame is the most recent 30 years of the climate record. And the climate record that we keep track of and follow in particular are the daytime highs, the overnight lows, the daily precipitation, and in the winter time of the year, snowfall, where we have that kind of a data. And why that's important this particular year is because, as I mentioned, every 10 years we update the climate normals, and this is the year that we're doing that. So the climate normal period that we're dealing with right now are the years 1991 through 2010. And up to this year, the old climate normal period was 1981 through 2000. So every 10 years, the 30-year window block moves to the right by 10 years. Now, that's important for climate monitoring, but it's also important to realize how those numbers affect what you see in the monthly or annual climate summaries, or even the daily climate summaries that are issued by National Weather Service here in Juneau. And what I mean by that is this. For example, January of 2001, 10 years ago, the new climate normal period took effect, and the new climate normals reflected the most recent 30 years. So all of a sudden, January, June, August, September, all of a sudden, the temperatures in those monthly records reflected pretty close to that 30-year climate normal period. Fast forward to the tail end of 2020, when the climate has been steadily warming, although very slowly in some cases, but steadily warming, all of a sudden you're looking at records for the same months, January, July, August, September, October, and the climate normal numbers are saying that our temperatures are warmer than normal, in some cases by quite a bit. So that's an important thing that the audience really needs to know and understand about when they're seeing how things are stacking up relative to what is quote-unquote called normal. It's normal only for the last 30 years, or relative to the last 30 years. Now, if you look back further in history, what's normal now is obviously going to be not necessarily normal to what was the case 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah, that is kind of amazing how you deal with numbers and averages. Just very quick before we go here, of course, everybody has been yo-yoed by rain and snow and rain and snow. How long are we going to see this pattern, and how unusual is it if you look at your averaging system?
Yes, well, I will tell you that, of course, the March that we recently saw and the April that we are currently seeing are significantly cooler than normal and more snowy than normal. As a matter of fact, March of this year, 2021, we had 33.6 inches of snow recorded at the airport. And that's the official climate site here in Juneau. So to put that in perspective, that is actually, believe it or not, only the eighth largest snow month, or March, the largest snow month for the month of March, since we've been keeping records at the airport since 1936. The winter was March of 2007 when we got, believe this, 62.7 inches of snow that month at the airport. So in spite of the fact that, you know, March seemed quite snowy, it was actually only a little bit more than half of the record year, which was 2007. Now, as far as April is concerned, we are, of course, now 10 days into it, or actually from climate record periods, 8 days into it. So far, 3.9 inches at the airport. And we have a long way to go to top 1963, when April saw 46.3 inches of snow in Juneau, Alaska. Probably not going to see that, but we have a chance to at least tie for fourth place, which was not that long ago, 2013, 12.1 inches.
All
now,
right.
As far as the short-term future is concerned, I can say that we're looking for a break beginning early next week. We're going to have warmer air moving in from the south, and we finally might actually see a 50-degree day temperatures, 50 degrees for a daytime high here in Juneau for the first time this year.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Rick. We are out of time now, but thanks for kind of giving us a behind-the-scene look of what happens with the forecasting. That's Rick Fritsch, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.